What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, thank goodness for Radek Foxa, because his goal in the 10th round of the shootout last night ended a long one against the Blackhawks. Who knows? They might have still been going all night. After a 6-5 shootout win, the Blues can take a breath. And they can go into this break knowing that they have a victory under their belt. Saturday's sold-out home game against the Blackhawks marked the last game before the two-week Four Nations face-off break and the lone appearance of the Winter Classic with a terrific, terrific job for the Blues on that against the Blackhawks up at Wrigley Field. They're going to have all kinds of good stuff coming their way, no doubt about it, and joining us is Steve Chapman, the Blues' Chief Revenue Officer and Chief Marketing Officer on KMOX. Chappie, how are you?
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great.
A little bit of everything last night in the game, huh?
Jeez. I mean, they got it done, didn't they? Always wild against the Blackhawks, but the Blues got the job done. That had to have been satisfying for your office.
It was. I mean, it's a little bit of a roller coaster ride, you know, with some of these games, but, you know, a 10-man shootout. You don't get to see that every day, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it really was. The Blues, explain this to fans who don't know about the Four Nations Face-Off, what that is. The NHL and NHLPA came together to create this and are going to split revenues for this, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's kind of a precursor to the Olympics. Next year, there'll be an Olympic break, obviously. And, you know, looking for an event that will help bring the best in hockey together. And so USA, Canada, Finland, Sweden, it's a Four Nations tournament that will be best on best. Should be exciting. Games in Montreal, championship in Boston. And, yeah, fans are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. And the other thing I think is it's a nice little break, and then you have this, you know, this push down the last stretch of the season. So it should be a lot of fun.
It should be. And I look forward to seeing how that all pans out. Certainly it's a lot of fun to see the best take on the best. And I also wanted to give some attention to this because you're going to play – Saturday night, you're going to come home back from the break against Winnipeg on February 22nd. That's significant enough, but it's also going to be your first over-the-air TV broadcast that I can remember. A new local partnership with KMOV, Matrix Midwest, and a 10-market network of Gray Media affiliates across five states. What a neat opportunity.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And to your point, I mean, if you haven't seen it, I know it's been a while. I've been in St. Louis for 10 years, and it's obviously the first time we've had a chance. You know, Tom, it's a way. There's a lot of change going on in the media markets between streaming and over-the-air and regional sports networks. And we just had an opportunity to do this, right, to be able to put the games on over-the-air channels throughout the Blues territory, the Blues television territory. And so we're looking forward to it. Gray, KMOV, Matrix Midwest, J.D. Sosnov, and those guys over there have been great friends to the Blues. And the opportunity to do this and get the Blues onto over-the-air channels is just something we wanted to offer to fans, and let's see what the reaction to it is.
It's the first Blues games broadcast over the air since the 2008-2009 season. I mean, when I grew up, the games were on Channel 11 with Ken Wilson. Oh, baby. As the Blues would play these games and we'd all gather around the TV. And you'll now have that opportunity. You'll have the Jets on the 22nd, the Kings on the 8th, the Canadiens on the 25th, and then you have Victory Plus. Well, that is the streaming device that you were just talking about, the team's broadcast territory, Victory Plus is where you'll be able to stream, not the FanDuel Sports Network app for those contests.
That's right. So any way that you choose to consume.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The blues on this is up to you, right? Like, there's a number of over-the-air opportunities. You know, you can do anything from go buy a $15 antenna at your local electronics store and hook it up to your television and be able to pick up these games, or obviously through your cable provider or whatever. But if neither of those work, if you happen to be in an area that is challenging or on your phone or whatever, just download the Victory Plus app, and for free you can stream the game. So again, we're just trying to find the best ways to get, you know, the product in front of people, and we're testing a lot of different avenues. It is kind of interesting, you know, that comment you made. I told somebody the other day, it's amazing how what's old becomes new again, right? Because, you know, you mentioned that. I remember growing up, I obviously didn't grow up in St. Louis, but I remember growing up and you flipped on the Red Sox game, you flipped on the Bruins game, you flipped on all of that. So it's an interesting opportunity for us. We're looking forward to it. We have a great partnership with FanDuel. They do a great job, but with this window to try this and just see what the fan reaction is, we're looking forward to testing it.
Heck, I just went down to the Record Exchange on Hampton in South City and I bought a Pioneer record player, a pair of speakers and an amp. I mean, I'm back and I can hear it. It's crisp. It sounds good. I mean, it's kind of fun, a little nostalgia, yeah. But this is different because that Victory Plus app. So like I have a Samsung TV in our living room. You can just download the app on the TV. This isn't just, you know, obviously talking about your device. Very easy to be able to watch it on your TV.
Very, very much so. So, I mean, think about it. You can, you know, if you live in St. Louis, you flip on Channel 4 on the 22nd and that evening. I mean, what a great opportunity to be able to broadcast the Blues on a major local network, right? Mm-hmm. And so flip it that way, you can do it. You can, you know, you can watch for free by just downloading the Victory Plus app. We're going to gather a lot of information and we're going to, you know, try to use the fan reaction to this to help us gauge, you know, what we think might happen in the future, because the world's changing. And, you know, the way people consume their media, the way people consume their local sports is just evolving. And we have to learn more and more about the way that our fans want to do that. And it, like I said, it is interesting because old becomes new again. And I'm with you, man. I bought a Bluetooth record player about 2 years ago, and it's just a lot of fun. But it's like, wow, the more things change, the more they kind of stay the same.
I know. It's a little dangerous putting me into a record store. I could walk out with a lot of vinyl. So I'm just
right.
Kind of.
By the way, how about how much these records cost these days? I'm like, what the heck?
I know. You got to really mine for the good deals. Just in about a minute left, who you got tonight? Who you got? Eagles, Chiefs. I know you're an all-around sports fan.
I am. And by the way, I'm not on the hate the Chiefs bandwagon. We got a lot of good friends over there, and I think it's wonderful what they've done for the area. I know there's a lot of Chiefs fans in St. Louis. I got to tell you though, I think the Eagles are going to win. I just think they got between Barkley and I'm a big, you know, big Jalen Hurts fan, just a class act, and he's just one of those guys who has a will. So I think it's going to be a great football game. It could go either way, but if you ask me, I think Philly's going to find a way to win today.
I agree with you. I think the Eagles are going to win, but if the Chiefs do win and it's three in a row, I won't be one of those who hates on them. I will appreciate greatness, and you'll be able to say you were around to see it happen. So who knows?
I agree. It's two great football teams. And I mean, what else can you ask for? That you and I grew up in an era where sometimes the Super Bowl was a blowout, and we just haven't seen that in years, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, congratulations on the win last night on this new deal with not only Matrix Midwest, but Victory Plus and the over-the-air opportunity with KMOV. Have a great break during this Four Nations incredible matchup. I think it's going to be fun to watch all of this, the Four Nations face off, and we will catch up with you real soon. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate you, bud.
You too. Steve Chapman, Executive Vice President. He's the Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer for the St. Louis Blues. We'll come back after the news with all kinds of goodies for you as we get ready for Super Bowl 59. Stay tuned.